Scientists working in Egypt have discovered a new species of dinosaur, one of the largest on record. This creature lived in a mangrove swamp 95 million years ago. It was about 100 feet long and may have weighed 70 tons. Perhaps more remarkable than the dinosaur itself is the story of its discovery. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
This tale involves an exotic oasis in the middle of the Sahara Desert, a film crew, and a big dig in the sand. But it starts in a prosaic neighborhood in Philadelphia back in 1998. Josh Smith was, and still is, a graduate student at the University of Pennsylvania, fascinated by dinosaurs.
When I finished my master's degree, my fellow grad student and partner in crime, Matt LaManna, and I were sitting down with a couple of beers, talking about places that we thought we'd like to go. Matt got the brilliant idea of ranking a bunch of localities around the world that might be hot stuff that had produced good things in the past, but that nobody had really played with for a while. And we looked at it over a few times, and every time, Baharia in the middle of Egypt came to the top of the list.
A German scientist had visited that oasis in the early 20th century and had come away with an amazing trove of dinosaur fossils.
World War II came along, and the Allies bombed Munich, and most of his collection of tetrapod fossils, land vertebrates, was completely obliterated.
Smith says nobody had gone back to that site since. Until recently, Africa has been low on the list for dinosaur hunters. Working there is a hassle because of the logistics and the politics, and there aren't a lot of exposed rocks from the dinosaur era. Smith had no idea how he might realize his dream of getting there as he hunkered down on his PhD thesis, identifying the teeth of carnivorous dinosaurs. Then, about a year later, he was invited out of the blue to go to Egypt with a group of scientists who were heading to an oasis south of Baharia. Josh Smith grabbed at the chance.
They gave me 2 days or something like that to look for dinosaurs because we drove right through the Baharia oasis on the way to the oasis that we were going to.
Smith had very few clues about where to find fossils near Baharia, just some written descriptions of the arid landscape and a single map coordinate to feed into his global positioning satellite receiver.
And either I misread the coordinates or I punched them into the GPS wrong or something. We ended up in the wrong place. We got frustrated pretty quickly after maybe 45 minutes and decided to look at another place that looked like it might be more promising off on the horizon.
So they hopped back into their vehicle and sped off across the desert toward a distant rocky ridge.
And I was hanging my head out of the window and I said, "Hey, what the heck is that?" And we pulled over and we stopped and they were bones. I mean, it was no more complicated or romantic than that.
He hadn't expected to find any bones, of course, from the seat of a Toyota Land Cruiser, but a paleontologist's eyes never quit searching.
I got very, very lucky. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I wasn't looking for it when I found it. You know, if my head had been turned slightly to the right rather than where it was craned, I would have missed it. And we were driving along at 45 miles an hour.
But if finding the bones took luck, getting them out of the ground took hard work. The scientists didn't have the permission, the gear, or the time to unearth the remains and bring them back to the lab for study. And how is Josh Smith going to come up with the resources to do that? The usual suspects, such as the National Science Foundation, weren't likely to fund an expedition headed by a graduate student, and he didn't want to wait until he finished his PhD and found a job.
But I figured that, you know, this might be the project that would actually get me a job.
Once again, the answer came over a glass of beer in a bar. A friend suggested, why not use a technique some other scientists with flashy projects have recently turned to? Get a film company to pay for the expedition in exchange for exclusive coverage of the dig.
Ended up pitching the story to a group and they bid on it. And the next thing we know, 6 months later, I had a field season. And we had 20-something people in the middle of the desert. And I was leading them around.
What they found buried in the sand was the fossilized bones of a dinosaur reminiscent of the familiar brontosaurs like Hepatosaurus. Long neck and tail, huge bulging body, and pillar-like legs. They named it Paralotitan, which means tidal giant, because it was huge and because 95 million years ago, Baharia wasn't in the middle of the desert.
These are dinosaurs wandering around in mangrove swamps, which is not very common. And we're not talking about dinosaurs that are submerged up to their shoulders with just their necks sticking out of the water. This is a very shallow intertidal environment.
even though countless children's books have pictured these big sauropod dinosaurs wading around in the shallows, Smith says that's not usually the case. Paleontologists say these giants usually browsed on hard, dry land, so Paralotitan, the tidal giant, is an oddball. The details of this find are being published in this week's issue of Science magazine, and in all, it's a pretty good payoff for the filmmakers who paid for the expedition and who plan to air their documentary on the A&E network. And the adventure also helped Josh Smith. He says he's been offered an assistant professorship at Virginia Tech. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.